Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Nina Fedorov, the Science and Technology Advisor to the United States Secretary of State and the Administrator of the United States Agency for International Development. Dr. Fedorov has a distinguished career as a molecular biologist. She is a member of the National Academy of Sciences, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the European Academy of Sciences. She has served on the National Science Board of the National Science Foundation. In 2006, Dr. Fedorov was awarded the National Medal of Science by the President of the United States. It is an honor and pleasure to introduce Dr. Nina Fedorov, representing the United States Department of State as the depository for the Antarctic Treaty. Dr. Fedorov.
It's a great pleasure to add my welcome to those you've already heard. I'm pleased to participate in this celebration of the 50th anniversary of the historic Antarctic Treaty. It's a remarkable document that established an extraordinary environment for science. I had the privilege of visiting McMurdo, the new South Pole Station, and Scott Base in 2004 while serving as a member of the National Science Board. I was profoundly impressed not only by the breadth and novelty of the research, but by the very special intellectual feel of the place. Truly an experiment in both multinational scientific cooperation and multinational living. And then there's the science. I can't even begin to mention all that we saw, but we were privileged to be at the South Pole Station when the very first neutrino detector of the Ice Cube project arrived and the excitement that surrounded that project. Another high point of that visit was our visit to the penguin farm near McMurdo, which is yielding new insights into the remarkable diving physiology of penguins and in turn provides insights that cardiologists use. We visited field experiments carefully sampling the biota of permanently frozen lakes and much, much more. Everywhere we went, we encountered the great care taken to minimize human impact on the environment. It was not always so. And then there's the austere, awesome beauty of the place. You have much to celebrate. Thank you very much.
Nina, I also would like to thank you and to present you with the medal from the Antarctic Treaty Summit.
I'm delighted. Thank you.
Thank you very much.